The Power of Pilgrimages. Pilgrimages can be traced back to prehistoric times, when early humans journeyed to sacred sites, often marked by natural formations like caves, mountains, or rivers, imbued with spiritual significance. In ancient civilizations, pilgrimages were common. For example, ancient Egypt. People visited temples dedicated to gods like Osiris. Ancient Greece, pilgrims traveled to Delphi to consult the Oracle of Apollo. And in ancient India, Hindus journeyed to sacred rivers like the Ganges. With the rise of organized religions, pilgrimages became more formalized. For instance, Christianity. Early Christians journeyed to the Holy Land, especially Jerusalem, to walk where Jesus lived and preached. Islam, the Hajj pilgrimage to Mecca, established in the 7th century, remains a central tenet of the faith. And Buddhism, pilgrims visited sites associated with Buddha's life. Today, several pilgrimages remain vibrant, including, as I mentioned earlier, the Hajj. Millions of Muslims travel annually to Mecca, making it one of the most significant pilgrimages in the world. El Camino de Santiago for Christianity. Pilgrims walk to the shrine of St. James in Santiago de Compostela in Spain, a medieval route that still attracts over 250,000 pilgrims each year from various faiths and secular backgrounds. The Vatican for Catholic Christianity. Millions visit Rome annually, particularly during major religious events. And Jerusalem. The Western Wall for Judaism, the Church of the Holy Sepulchre for Christianity, all draw countless pilgrims. As far as my own pilgrimage experiences, I've been fortunate to have undertaken 4 pilgrimages, each uniquely meaningful. I've been to Jerusalem and Israel, and I've also been to what's called Holy Island in Northeast England. Both of these pilgrimages were organized by my church, Epiphany Episcopal Church in Seattle, Washington. The one to Holy Island is kind of interesting. To reach the island, we walked across what's called Pilgrim's Way, an historic tidal causeway, accessible only at low tide. The path, marked by wooden posts, adds a dramatic and reflective element to the journey. The crossing itself often symbolizes spiritual transformation, as the tidal flats evoke the challenges and rewards of faith. Another one I've done is the El Camino de Santiago in Spain. I took what's called the French route, cycling 491 miles to the Shrine of St. James. This journey remains one of the most physically demanding and yet spiritually enriching experiences of my life. And then most recently, I joined a group of 12 pilgrims from my church for a 5-day pilgrimage to Alabama, retracing pivotal events from the civil rights movement of the 1950s and 1960s. The pilgrimage was led by the Living Legacy Project, and we visited Birmingham, Montgomery, and Selma, immersing ourselves in moments such as the Birmingham Campaign of 1963, the Montgomery bus boycott and Rosa Parks in 1955, and the Selma to Montgomery March of 1965. Each day included readings, songs, guided experiences, and conversations with those who lived through the era or had deep local knowledge. These elements, coupled with moments of reflection and group discussion, made the pilgrimage profoundly moving. While pilgrimages often have religious roots, my experiences suggest a broader interpretation of what they can mean. Beyond faith, pilgrimages provide a framework for reflection, self-discovery, and renewal. So I ask myself the question of why pilgrimages matter. And there are several reasons. One is reflection and introspection. They offer a structured pause from daily routines, fostering clarity and focus through purposeful travel. Secondly, they're a deliberate disruption. You leave behind familiar surroundings, creating opportunities for renewal, fresh perspectives, and mental stillness. Third, absorption and awareness. The slower pace of a pilgrimage encourages mindfulness, connecting us to our surroundings and inner lives. Fourth, a connection to the larger picture. Pilgrimage can evoke a sense of transcendence, whether through nature, history, or the shared paths of others. And finally, pilgrimages can be a contemplative practice, like meditation or journaling. Pilgrimages create intentional spaces for exploring life's complexities and transitions. Bottom line, for me, pilgrimages serve as a way to reset and recalibrate. They align beautifully with the broader human tradition of journeying as a means of renewal. While rooted in history, pilgrimages remain profoundly relevant, offering each of us a pathway to explore, reflect, and reconnect.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.